From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A group of at least five insurgents launched a pre-dawn raid today on an army unit in Afghanistan near a military academy in Kabul, killing at least two soldiers, wounding at least 10 more. Sunday, Afghanistan had a national day of mourning, the day after insurgents used an explosives-laden ambulance to carry out a suicide attack, killing 103 and leaving 235 wounded. Nazif Shirani is a Central Asia scholar at Indiana University. Sorry we don't have that sound right now. President Trump lashed out at Pakistan in early January, denouncing Islamabad's lies and deceit in the fight against terrorism, with the U.S. suspending hundreds of millions of dollars in security assistance. Yemen's Prime Minister Ahmed bin Dagher is accusing southern separatists of a coup after they seized several government buildings during fighting on Sunday with government forces in the port city of Aden. The fighting killed at least 10 and left as many as 86 wounded, including some civilians. It broke out when President Abu Radu Mansur Hadi ignored separatist demands to fire Dagher for corruption. Egypt's public prosecutor has ordered the detention of three men pending an investigation into an attack on former anti-corruption watchdog chief Hisham Ganena. Ganena had been working to elect a former military chief of staff to replace the current president in the March elections. This is VOA News. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been released from police detention in Moscow after thousands of pro-opposition marchers rallied against a March election expected to extend President Vladimir Putin's term in the Kremlin. Thousands of protesters brave freezing temperatures as low as minus 45 degrees Celsius to stage rallies in dozens of cities across Russia to protest what Navalny and his supporters call upcoming pseudo-elections. Police arrested Navalny while he was on his way to a rally in central Moscow. They called it an unauthorized rally. Earlier, police raided his Moscow headquarters, breaking into an office with a power saw. Officials claim someone had reported a bomb threat. Here in the United States, key Republicans have voiced strong support for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's handling of the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election, but split on whether Congress needs to approve legislation to block President Trump from firing Mueller. Senators Lindsey Graham of South Carolina and Susan Collins of Maine, breaking with some of their Republican colleagues in Congress, stated in separate news shows on Sunday they supported legislation, mostly favored by Democratic lawmakers, to require a judicial review if Mr. Trump were to attempt to dismiss Mueller. President Trump has last week reiterated his long-standing contention that there was no collusion between him and the Russian interest to help him defeat his Democratic challenger in the 2016 election. A high-level U.S. visit to Vietnam, followed by plans to send U.S. naval vessels, may be a sign of tougher American policy toward China in a maritime sovereignty dispute over the South China Sea. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has been in Vietnam, meeting there with the country's president and others. The U.S. Department of Defense says Mr. Mattis shared concerns about freedom of navigation and respect for international law. French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian said today Japanese companies need to accept that Britain will no longer be a part of the European Union and to, in his words, draw their own conclusions. Le Drian was responding to a question about how Japanese companies are to deal with Britain's break from the EU. He said that he wanted to make sure that France welcomes any Japanese companies, as many as possible, but it's up to the Japanese companies to work for their own interest. He wants Japan to know that France has something to offer. Britain will be leaving the EU in March of 2019, and the remaining 27 countries in the bloc will vote in an European Parliament elections 2 months after that.
That's the latest world news from VOA.